From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The Trump administration may doubt the urgency of climate change, but not the U.S. military. Military expert Michael Clare says more droughts, food shortages, and climate refugees, and worse natural disasters around the world have led the military to an undeniable conclusion. Climate change poses one of the biggest threats to American security. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich talked with Clare about his new book titled All Hell Breaking Loose.
Tell me, what prompted you to write this now, to take this sort of deep dive into how the military responds to climate change?
You know, I've been working in my professional life for the past 30 years or so, looking at the causes of conflict, and particularly into the relationship between resource competition and conflict, water and land and food, how that tends to result in conflict. And it's become very clear in recent years that climate change is increasing the level of resource scarcity and hence resource conflict.
So in the book, you found that the military did sort of its first rigorous assessment of climate change in 2007. It was, a Pentagon-funded think tank did this assessment. And that was 6 years before the Obama administration asked government agencies to assess the risk. Can you talk about what prompted them to do the study and what they found?
I think that they were largely prompted at that time by their experience with what we now call the forever wars, the wars in the Middle East and in North Africa. And they saw firsthand for themselves how climate change is increasing water scarcity, food scarcity, and increasing the intensity of animosities and hostilities leading to the conflicts that they were getting sucked into. The Department of Defense and the military sees as their primary function defending against foreign enemies like Russia and China. There's no question about that. When they see climate change, they see that as an impediment to their ability to carry out their primary function. So we have to be clear. They see that climate change is exacerbating all the forces of chaos that we see around the world.
Within the ranks of the military, is climate change a politically divisive issue, or it's just a pragmatic thing that...
I think it's very much a pragmatic thing, and it depends where in the military you're talking about. The Navy is much more focused on these issues, say, than the other branches.
Here in Florida, whenever there's a sizable hurricane and there's a lot of damage or there's a lot of impacts, we always hear about the National Guard being activated. But in your book, you talk about Hurricane Sandy, for example, the number of personnel that were involved in the response to that, I think it was 14,000, and that's not even counting additional support personnel. So when the military responds, it's not just the National Guard, right?
That's correct. When there's a severe disaster, well, the first line of defense will be the National Guard. But when you had Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and Maria, one after the other, the National Guard was not nearly enough to deal with the extremity of the disaster. For Harvey, Irma, and Maria combined, the U.S. mobilized a small army, what you would need to fight not a huge war, but a medium-sized war. So if a real war erupted in Europe or the Middle East, they wouldn't have those forces.
So what effect or impact has the Trump administration had on some of the things that the military were already doing?
They are very aware that their own bases and installations are at severe risk and that they must proceed with all these measures that they had undertaken before. And they're just going ahead, but they don't use the term climate change. They talk about extreme weather, extreme effects, without using a term that might set off an alarm bell in the White House.
You've just heard WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich interviewing military expert Michael Clare about his new book titled All Hell Breaking Loose. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.